Hey everyone, this is Austin Scher here with We Write About Music, and today I'm thrilled to have back on once again Mike Habhab. He has just released a fantastic new track called Show Me the Way Out, and I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. Mike, I want to thank you so much for coming back on. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing all right, and it's an honor to be back on here for a third time. All
Yes,
right.
absolutely. What's going on in Michigan these days?
Lots of rain the last 2 weeks, and it was pretty hot here and there. Once we had a dry spell, that was around June, and no
Right.
rain at all, and grass turning all brown. And but now it's back to being green thanks to the rain coming nonstop. And
It's nice. Yeah, I love Michigan. It's kind of nice in the summer. Definitely a cool place to relax. And also listen to great music, which you have released a good amount of. For anyone that doesn't know, we have spoken twice in the past. The last time being just over a year ago, I see the date here, it was late June, and I would love to catch up. What's been going on music-wise? What have you been working on?
pretty much finishing off on me singing it now, and with my version. And I did a recent video recording with me in it, and Sarah was the one filming it,
Okay.
so or producing it, whatever you want to call it.
Sure. What was the decision making between, beside you being like, I want to sing this, because I know it always hasn't worked like that in the past.
I always wanted to sing and see how I do, and it's just been a dream of mine, so but I give it a shot finally, and was nervous to do it
Yeah.
and go out there and do a video of myself. I was pretty nervous to do it, and I thought of a good spot where I wanted to have it recorded. It was out in Ypsilanti.
Okay.
It's a nice nature walk with the lakes and bridges, and it helps calm me down, so I was pretty much enjoying the nature. So, and Sarah, the filmmaker, she helped me to be a little calmer, so it all worked out.
Course. Well, hey, I'm so happy for you that you were able to take the opportunity to sing it yourself, because obviously, like, I've listened to the rest of your music and it's great, but
Thank you.
it doesn't have you featured front and center, and I think that kind of adds that extra little charm to it. I know that there's the volume two of this EP that was released, but and I want to talk about that, but you've also got the song "Show Me the Way Out," which is a really beautiful song, and it's powerful, like in the lyrics. What is this song about?
It's about me, about me and my wife. We were going through difficult times, and confusion, and just learning, didn't know if she was Dana was gonna come back to me, and just really confused and sad, and
Yeah.
try to prove myself to win her, to win Dana back, and get things together in my life.
Totally. Yeah, it sounds like a really personal and meaningful song. I think that anyone that really listens to the lyrics here can find a lot of relatability in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an all too common experience and situation, but at the end of it, like, it sounds like you've made it past through the worst, and people can use this song as sort of something to rely on in terms of the message that it brings.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of people going through the same thing I'm going through.
Yeah.
Hopefully I touched someone, and I won them over by what I went through
Yeah.
that they went through, and they'll be like, wow, I can relate to that. That's
Of
what I'm going
course.
through.
Exactly. No, it's a really big message. I also have to say that the song itself, minus the words, just sounds great. Like, truly, like, it's a really euphoric and bright sounding song. that, you know, has these lyrics that aren't generally positive, but they're meaningful and uplifting. I guess how did this song come together through its production and like a behind the scenes look on it?
Pretty much wrote it down, did some quick writing on it and sketches, and it was two different papers that I wrote on the lyrics, but I put them, we could combine them together, and
Sure.
Zach helped me with this when I showed him my my lyrics, and
Yeah.
yeah, it went well together. We put them together, and it worked out pretty well. And yeah, it was pretty much what I went through in my life, and I just put it on paper.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. I think that it's so much better to have music that is from a personal place as opposed to just making up stories, you know what I mean? Because the sincerity comes through, and I think people will really be able to understand that, like, yeah, these are problems from a real person. While they may not know you, they can relate to you. And you've done it in a really beautiful way, which is extremely respectful. I want to talk a little bit more about the singing aspect of things. Obviously, like you've gone back and done some re-recording. What other, you know, what are things are you excited about on that end?
Oh, you mean the other
Yeah,
you said
other songs, other
the
projects, anything like that.
I just did the what's it, I did four more other recordings besides Show Me a Way Out, and I possibly might be doing a second video of me in it.
Nice.
I was thinking for when I first met you for doing that one. It's a love
That'd be
song.
cool. Yeah, I would say the video for this is great. How did you put it all together? Like, it must have been a cool experience. I always think like making a music video feels like the quickest way to be like, yeah, like I'm a musician, like I'm an artist. This is what they do. You know what I'm saying? So, like, any fun stories on how it got made or anything like that?
I asked Gina, Gina, my produce, I mean my promoter,
Okay. Yeah.
that she promotes my songs. If Gina had any, somebody good that she knows that can record a video for my song, and Gina told me about Sarah, and Sarah doesn't live too far from me, city of Trenton, and I live in Belleville, so that's only like a 20-minute, 20, 30-minute drive from my city to her city, to Sarah City, and
Nice.
yeah, well, yeah, and yeah, it all worked out good. So I trust Gina's judgment, so.
Totally. No, so do I. Gina's great, and I think that she's got your best interests in mind when it comes to making music and making videos and stuff like that. And
Yeah.
we'll also have the video link so that everyone can check it out for themselves, because it definitely complements the song well.
Yeah, when
So
I was recording with, I'm sorry.
no, you're good. Go for it.
I was recording with Sarah. I was pretty reliving that moment too, and I was
Yeah.
pretty emotional recording that too. Yeah,
I was
you could
gonna
probably.
say, yeah, when you're making this type of music, especially music that is this personal, and you have to sing the song over and over and over again, it's like you relive that moment. It can be a traumatic experience. It's tough, but I think in the end it's worth it, because you're creating, you know, beautiful art you're putting out in the world, and that's a special thing.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So let's see. So we are midway through 2023, which is crazy. I can't believe we're this far in the year. What are the plans for the rest of the year? What is the rest of your year looking like? Are you working on new things? anything noteworthy?
Yeah, it's flying by way too fast, like you said.
Oh yeah.
I'm writing, working on one lyric right now, and been working on it for a while. I haven't completed it yet, but
Okay.
so
No rush there because, yeah, lyrics take time, that's for sure.
right.
Yeah, that's cool. Anything else going on?
Well, I was trying to get up there and figure out how I can just go and sing and how to do it. I
Sure.
haven't figured it out yet, and I still haven't done it. I'm pretty upset about that, but I guess I just have to figure it out and dig some
Yeah,
more.
I mean that takes time. Listen, it's so difficult to be able, like, especially for you to like should I record these songs with my voice and then getting out there and singing them? I completely understand. Whatever the holdup is, I'm sure that you'll work past it.
Yeah.
But then again, like, you've got a great recorded discography. You don't always need to get out there, even though you might like to. I don't know. It depends. Yeah, absolutely. Are like, how are the local venues where you live? Like, is there a thriving music scene?
We're people do well, events outside like
Yeah,
jam.
shows, concerts, festivals. Like, what's it like around where you live?
Well, they're always doing it in downtown Detroit
Sure.
by the called the Renaissance Center. They have a stage set up and people
Nice.
I have to figure out how they're doing that, how they sign up for it or who they go through.
Yeah. It's a
But
long
yeah,
process, I'm
big
sure.
time down there. There's a lot of people that come to listen to them and they're good.
Oh yeah, I'm sure of it. I mean, hey, listen, there's nothing better than live music, in my opinion. I go to so many shows and it's where I find the most joy in my life. So I totally understand it. I have a couple more questions for you. I want to know, what have you been listening to in your free time? Is there anything that you've listened to recently that sort of inspired your music?
Well, I've been listening to freestyle since I was a teenager, but I
Sure.
still listen to freestyle that I love, and I like listening to again Mike Skill.
Yeah.
One of my favorite bands are the his old school songs. I like listening to that, and
Nice.
Michael Jackson. I listen to
Oh,
some Michael Jackson too.
always a
Grew up.
classic.
And it's a lot of 80s rock music I
Nice.
like to listen to. I know.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, that's a good
So.
answer. I feel the same. That music for me is timeless. It's probably what my parents raised me on, but I can't imagine being raised, being raised on it and being on the radio and stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mike, my last question for you here is for the person that is going to listen to your music for the first time, what is an opening message you'd like to say to them as they, before they click the play button, like a welcome message?
I always like writing songs about my life, and it's real, comes from the heart, and something that we can all relate to. We're all going through the same things, from being happy to just having difficult relationships, or just good to write them down. It makes me feel better to write things down when I'm going through, and it's pretty much from the heart. And if I can touch one person and one person's heart, then I know I won and delivered a message out there.
Nice. That's a
So,
great
yeah.
answer. No, seriously, thank you. Before
Well.
we wrap up here, I want to plug your music for you, and I want to say it to everyone out there. The song is called Show Me the Way Out, but I also urge you to check out the rest of Mike's music. We will have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along. Whether there's more coming or not, there's plenty to check out in the past that was released. And Mike, seriously, thank you so much. I'm so happy we could reconnect and do this.
Me too. And it was an honor for you to reach out to me and do this interview.
Absolutely. Well, in that case, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Try to stay cool where you're at, and I hope to speak soon.
Yeah, we'll definitely see each other again.
Awesome. All right. I'll talk to you later. Have a good rest of your day.
Okay. You too,
Bye-bye.
buddy.
See
Take
ya.
care now. Bye-bye.